We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Katie, something was in the news recently.
Yes.
And it has you feeling jealous of what most people would be terrified of.
A family here in California found that there were five bears living under their house, hibernating all winter. A mama, three of her babies, and one baby that she adopted.
Okay.
When we were talking about this story off the air, I was like, oh my God, these people are so lucky.
Yeah, I can't go with you on that.
I mean, could bears attack and kill you? They could.
Especially a mama protecting
her babies. I would try to befriend the mom so that she would know I could touch her bear cubs. But if I couldn't do that, then I would just stay away from them. I would just enjoy them from afar. I'd feed them. Would I feed them? I would feed them.
Let's go back. Okay. How would you convince the mama that you're their friend?
So I'd have to befriend her first.
Okay, how do you do that? Because you can't invite her over for TLC and wine.
Obviously, you start with food.
Okay.
Okay, I'm already providing them shelter. Bears are not stupid.
What would you feed a mama bear? Because you've misfed other animals before.
Because I killed a rat with the food I fed it?
There it is.
Okay, that's the only one.
That's okay.
So what would you feed a bear?
Probably pastries.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's right.
Well, I mean, I could probably look it up, but it seems like they would definitely like pastries.
Don't you think it's dangerous?
Like a pancake? You don't think a bear would be like, oh, man, a pancake?
Well, of course a bear would love a pancake, but remember when that big, fat, dumb one was in the news because it was big and fat and walking around Tahoe?
Oh, Hank the Tank.
Hank the Tank?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably from somebody like you thinking it's hilarious to feed him pancakes.
Okay. Listen.
And what are you going to do? Wake up every morning to make sure that you grill some flapjacks for your bear?
You buy them in bulk.
Do you think it's dangerous that you would get the bear to associate you with food?
No. Well, okay, it would, but I'm not hand feeding it or anything, unless it wants me to.
Okay, because what if one day your bear catches you in the driveway and you don't have a pancake in your pocket?
Well, I'll get her on a feeding schedule.
Okay.
So I got to, as long as I stick to the schedule.
You've thought this out.
I've got all the answers.
I don't know if they're right or not, but you do have answers. You have responses.
Okay. I mean, just think about if I was like, guys, I got to go home. I got to feed my bears.
Right.
Now, did you let the bears out?
Right.
They're going to pee in here.
Okay. So that's what you would do to get them up.
Oh, and I'd make a bed under the house. Like, I'd make them, like, a warm place. I mean, I probably wouldn't put a space heater under there because it could burn my house down. But I would do what I could to, like, make their home so comfy that they did not want to leave.
I haven't asked probably the most important question yet.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Why do you want bears under your house?
So I can have pet bears.
Seems dangerous.
You're thinking of it like wild bears. Mm-hmm. These will be domesticated bears.
Well, these were wild bears in the story.
They were. Mm-hmm. Think of the time and energy I'm putting into loving them.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a bear that was loved?
I don't think I have.
Okay. And that's the problem.
Have you?
Yeah.
Which bear?
Whichever ones are like at a circus and they put them in a vest.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you saw a bear in a circus?
I've seen TV.
They probably stopped doing that because the bears in the vests were eventually just getting depressed and eating people.
Okay. Well, I don't. Okay.
Stopped feeling loved.
I mean.
Exactly. Boom.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
What if one of the bears ate one of your pets? You've got two dogs and I believe two cats.
I don't think bears eat pets.
Bears could.
But they won't.
What if they don't eat it? What if they just take a swipe at it and send your dog Oscar flying 50 yards?
No.
I would not like that.
What would you do? Would you uninvite the bear like they did, like this family had to?
Not on the first offense.
Wow. Are you saying, is that why you have two dogs in case a bear kills one of them?
Wait. In this scenario, he killed Oscar?
You think Oscar would survive a bear swipe that sent him 50 yards? He would not. He could barely survive as it is.
What? Why are you saying that? He's thriving.
I don't know. He looks unkempt and he looks like he's diabetic.
He's not. Okay. And he has a complicated fur situation.
So let's say he doesn't survive it then, miraculously.
Well, I'm in too deep now.
So you're going to let your pet bears kill your pets?
I didn't say I'm going to let them.
What if Leo the dog gets near the babies?
I think that she would think Leo was one of her babies.
Based on what color?
No, just his spirit.
I mean, I see on the news quite a bit. Like people in Lake Tahoe who that treat bears like house flies. They just come out of their house and go, get out of here. Shoo, shoo, shoo. And then the bear, thank God, just goes, okay, Martha. And then just like walks away and I'll come back tonight and go through your trash.
Well, yeah. I mean,
what kind of life is that?
You're right. It's not as picturesque as West Roseville, but maybe a girl could dream.
We don't have bears, I'll tell you that.
Well, you also don't have a view or a lake.
We do have rattlesnakes, though. There's a lot of rattlesnakes.
Shoo. Get out of here, snake.
On 106.5 The
End. Orderly.
Call us at 766-1065, 766-1065, as you listen to this, to tell us your thoughts on this product that is coming out, that is being touted as something that will revolutionize the food industry. It is called Tasty Tape. Tasty Tape.
Okay.
T-A-S-T-E-E. Tape. What is it?
E-E. I'm so glad.
Yeah. What is it? It's a great question, Katie.
I'm glad I asked.
It is a small piece of adhesive, like tape, that is edible. And what is the purpose of this? They've been working on it for...
Is it like fruit by the foot?
Nope. It has no flavor.
Okay.
It has no flavor, and one side is very adhesive and one side is not. You take it off of a piece of wax paper, and then you wet it, and then you apply it to food, and it sticks. Now, the purpose of this is, they've been working on it for a while from the Johns Hopkins University. So it's not like a bunch of schlubs are working on this. Like,
right.
This is top-notch stuff. Chipotle is already extremely interested in this product and is thinking about, remember, it's not even FDA approved yet, already thinking about trying to get an exclusivity to it so they can hold their burritos together.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Now, you immediately say it's a great idea.
Yeah, have you ever had a burrito that falls apart on you? It's the most disappointing thing in your day.
You're having great days, if that's the most disappointing thing in your day.
I look forward to my burrito.
This, guys, is, we gotta stop being so lazy, okay? First of all, we're already fat enough, okay? Now we're gonna make sure that we don't miss a single, A, we don't have to hold on to something so tight, okay? And B, we're not gonna miss a single bite out of that.
So you say it's a bad product. You say it's stupid.
I think that it's so unnecessary. Like, this is what they're working on at Johns Hopkins University?
Well, I'm sure they're working on other stuff, too.
Like, could we, like, tackle cancer?
766-1065. 766-1065. We want to hear from you. You can also text in to 73389. Is this a good product? Is this a stupid product?
I mean, I can see. Here's where I think, like maybe a wedding cake. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like maybe.
Are they falling apart?
Every time I see someone carrying a wedding cake, it gives me a sense of anxiety that I don't know how to explain.
But have you ever seen one fall apart?
No.
I haven't either.
But, I mean, like, things that have tears that, like, it's not something you consume on the regular. The other thing is, we got to stop putting weird stuff in our mouths, guys. Okay? And this is not made of food, right?
No, it is not. It is edible, but it is not made of food. Okay. And it will be FDA approved when it does hit the market. But, I mean, Jacob's not wrong. You're not wrong, and you're not wrong. Because I haven't had my day ruined by a burrito falling apart. But I have been forced to eat food too fast because it is falling apart. Sometimes when you're eating sloppy food, you get that good grip, and you don't want to put the sandwich or whatever it is down because you're going to blow your good grip.
Okay.
It's all going to fall apart.
I know.
You basically pulled a pin on a grenade. You can't let it go. So you're sitting there, and then your friends are talking to you, and you don't want to be embarrassing, so you're just trying to listen while you're just going...
Ew, Gavin, you're so disgusting.
And because you're trying not to, like, miss food. So in that regard...
You know, here's the other thing. People in other countries eat their food with sticks, and they manage to figure it out. We can't even do it with our chubby hands. You know what would make them eat easier for a Chipotle burrito to stay together? Don't... fill it to the brim.
Hey!
If you cut out like an inch of rice and just a scoop of meat, I'm here to tell you, this will be easier for you.
You have never sounded more un-American.
Yeah.
I understand that. But heart disease is the leading killer in this country. Oh, and I'm trying to help you guys.
Okay, well, here's a couple arguments on the side of Tasty Tape. One of them is this is a breakthrough in technology.
That's
true. We might not need it on all of our burritos, but I like
before
to think...
you know it, it'll be in some sort of medevac for the, who knows what it could do.
Yeah, or do you guys know what incomplete proteins are? That's like when you eat like a vegetable. It might say there's like 1 gram of protein in there. That's actually not really protein. It has to be paired with another incomplete protein to make a protein. So I'm thinking maybe you could take
tape them together,
start selling those on shelves so you can get package deals. And then also maybe this will spark future technology. You guys ever hear of like pasties? Maybe they'll make pasty tasties.
Tasty pasties.
Yeah. The fact that you're like, don't worry, it'll get FDA approved. Do you know what else is FDA approved?
What?
Gushers. Okay, and that is another thing that we probably don't need to put in our body.
It is funny when you say, I know, you're ruining Jacob's life. Jacob, that's what Jacob has for breakfast every morning.
Yeah. He does keep an emergency pack of gushers taped up in the studio so when my blood sugar drops, I mean, he even has a sign on it that says for emergencies.
Yeah.
That will jack my blood pressure or my blood sugar back up, and then I won't, like, pass out, and I appreciate them for that, but is it something that we should be consuming? I just don't think it is.
It is funny to say that, like, something that got FDA approved is a gelatinous gummy, and inside is sugary goo that just bursts through your mouth.
Yeah.
Or gushes.
Yeah.
So, in that regard, though, Tasty Tape, not worse.
No.
Okay.
Not worse. Uh-huh. And so, gushers never went anywhere. It just stayed in a package and that's it. But this could revolutionize food.
That's true.
Okay, so some of the text messages coming in. I agree with Katie regarding cake decorating. It will be great for attaching decorations like pressed flowers. Pretty much any pastry decorating. Somebody else said, if this would work to wrap around a tuna sandwich or chicken salad sandwich, when I put it in my kids' lunch, then I would buy it. Think about that.
Somebody else said, the new adhesive in the making is a stupid product. We don't need more food additives that could potentially cause problems. I mean, I do agree with that.
And then somebody else says, well, why don't you go back to China, Katie?
Oh, my God.
Tasty Tape. Look for it on a shelf near you.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It's about to happen. Katie had a little bit of a soy hiccup. Had to take a break. So it's... Are you smarter than Kevin?
Yay! Mine wasn't as epic.
Kevin!
Yay! Okay, now you guys are pushing it.
How about now?
I feel loved.
Let's talk to Ruth from Stockton. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
How are things going down in Stockton?
Okay, how are you?
Okay, all right, good. I mean, we said yesterday chain smokers were down there, so it can't be all bad.
That's right.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Okay, Ruth, I'm going to ask you five questions. Kevin, get the hell out of here. And I'm going to ask you five questions, and we'll see who's smarter, you or Kevin. Make a prediction right now. Do you think you're smarter than Kevin?
I can't do that. I don't know.
All right. 80 bucks on the line. Here we go. Question one. You may not believe this, but it is true. Blink-182 member Tom DeLonge has written and directed a movie called Monsters of California. It's a sci-fi comedy adventure, and if you want to see the interesting trailer, text Tom, T-O-M, to 73389. Who were the other two members of Blink-182?
Oh, I don't know.
All righty. Question two. Amber Heard's full testimony is over in the trial against Johnny Depp, and Depp said that it was almost all false. And because of a technical mistake that Heard made, Depp's ex-girlfriend Kate Moss was allowed to testify, where she said Depp never abused her or even was ever threatening in their relationship. Is Kate Moss American or British?
She's British.
Question three. The new movie about Elvis called Elvis just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival to huge praise. But actor Austin Butler, who plays Elvis, said the role took such a toll on him, he had to be hospitalized after filming because he was in such pain. What is the name of Elvis's famous home?
Oh.
3 seconds. Bear, turn that radio off. Three, two, one. Need an answer.
Oh, I can't remember it.
All righty. Question four. Shocking news came out last night from the January 6th committee. Sworn firsthand testimony said that Donald Trump was actually in favor of and approved of the hanging of Vice President Mike Pence after he didn't help Trump overthrow the election. He was also mad that Pence was taken to safety when the crowd stormed the Capitol. What are wooden structures where hangings take place called? Three seconds. Three, two, one.
I don't know.
Okay. And question five, reality star Josh Duggar from 19 Kids and Counting was sentenced for his child pornography charges yesterday. He is not allowed to have any unsupervised encounters with children, even his own, for 20 years and must serve 12 and a half years in prison. If he goes away this June, when does he get out? Month and year, please.
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, he's going away to prison for 12 and a half years. If he goes away in June, this June, when does he get out? Month and date. Month and year. Three seconds. Here we go. Three.
2035.
June of 2035. All righty, Kevin! There he is. Did you hurt yourself coming back in the room?
Yeah.
How did you hurt yourself coming back in the room?
I ran into the door. I didn't open before I ran in.
Got to open those doors.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Question one. You ready?
Yes.
Get a pen. Get some scrap paper. Don't pull a Katie. All right, here we go. Number one. You may not believe this, but it's true. Blink-182 member Tom DeLonge has written and directed a movie called Monsters of California that's a sci-fi comedy adventure. Again, if you want to see the trailer for it, text Tom, T-O-M, to 73389. Who are the other two members of Blink-182?
Travis Barker and I don't know the other.
I can't give it to you.
Yeah. Why can't you say name one of them? Who's supposed to know all three?
Mark Hoppus was the other one.
I've never
recently
heard of
survived cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Looks congrats. Great. Question two. Amber Heard's full testimony is over in the trial against Johnny Depp. And because of a technical mistake that she made, Depp's ex-girlfriend Kate Moss was allowed to testify, where she said Depp never abused her or was even threatening in their relationship. Whoopsie, Amber. Uh-oh. Is Kate Moss American or British?
British.
That is correct. Question three. The new movie about Elvis called Elvis just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival, and everybody is going crazy about it. But actor Austin Butler, who plays Elvis, said the role took such a toll on him that he had to be hospitalized after filming because he was in such physical pain. Oh. What is the name of Elvis's famous home?
The House of Blues.
Why are you laughing?
I liked your reaction. You
did he have a famous house
something? It was called Graceland. You can tour it. It's gigantic.
You can also tour Blue House.
Blue House.
I mean House of Blues.
Question four. Shocking news came out last night from the January 6th committee. Sworn firsthand testimony said that Donald Trump was actually in favor of and approved of the hanging of Vice President Mike Pence after he didn't help Trump overthrow the election. And he was also mad that Pence was taken to safety when the crowd stormed the Capitol. What are wooden structures where hangings take place called?
Is it a guillotine?
No. That is where they behead somebody.
Right, just take out the blade, have a wooden structure.
Different structure.
It's a two-in-one.
It's called a gallows.
Gallows.
Ugh,
no one would have known that.
Oh, okay. Question five. Reality star Josh Duggar from 19 Kids and Counting was sentenced for his child pornography charges yesterday. He is not allowed to have any unsupervised encounters with children, even his own, for 20 years, and he must serve 12 and a half years in prison. Now, if he goes to prison in June, when does he get out? Month and year, please.
Be quiet.
Okay.
Okay, December. Mm-hmm. December. Wait. For December.
3 seconds. Come on.
What?
December 2064.
Oh, my
God. No. December 2034 is the answer. 12 years.
I did multiplications instead of addition.
Wow, what a Katie move right there.
Look,
I believe you.
I don't like two-part math.
All right, here we go. Ruth from Stockton. She says everything's fine down there. Final score. Ruth won. Kevin won. It's a tie!
Ruth, barely.
What a meeting of the minds between you two.
Holy cow.
I think Ruth even had help, too.
Ruth, you had help? That's not fair.
Sounded like you did.
I didn't have no help.
You didn't have no help.
She didn't have help.
All right, fine.
I didn't either.
Well, we had $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, playing for around $100. Ruth, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm just as smart as Kevin.
Just as smart as Kevin. Let that hang around your neck all day.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
It's War of the Roses on the wake-up call, and we are talking with Meredith. Good morning, Meredith.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You say that you and Jonah, you guys have only been together for a couple of months, like 4 months. But you say that you've been hot and heavy from the very beginning. But there are red flags also from the very beginning. You need them cleared up before this gets any more serious. Do I have that right?
Yeah. Jonah, he travels a lot for work. And when he's gone, I almost can't get a hold of him at all. And the other weird thing to me is that when he is in town, we never go to his place. And he says that it's because he lives with his brother. But I don't really understand why that would mean I can't go over there. Just to get to his brother.
Those are red flags. Can't get in touch with you. You never get to see his place. We've done War of the Roses for a long time. We've heard both of those, and almost all, not to freak you out, but almost all the time, they turn out to be right. Well, We're going to call him up and we're going to offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to, and then you'll be able to hear everything, okay?
All right.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Jonah, please?
Speaking, yes.
Hi, Jonah. This is Lisa with and I am calling today with a gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today, you have the opportunity to send your wife one dozen long stem red roses absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does it sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Okay, yeah, I'll take advantage of this.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Now, I'm assuming that she has the same address as is listed on your account. So why don't we start by doing a personalized card that we can have delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Let's have it say something. How about, let's put, I hope these make you smile. Love you, honey. Jonah.
Hope these make you smile. And just to confirm, how do we spell your wife's first name?
That's Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E.
Okay, that's what, just making sure. Okay, very good, thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call, and Jonah, that was not a real offer. That was Katie, and you're on 106.5 The End. Listening in this whole time, listening in this whole time is Meredith. I'm not quite sure if I should call you Meredith, his girlfriend, or not, but you definitely are in a relationship with Meredith, and she is now back on the air. Meredith, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Your gut kind of told you the truth on this.
Yeah.
Explain to Jonah what your gut told you.
I had a feeling that you were married, and this proves it. I mean, I knew it. I knew something was off. I mean, like, you're not even a good cheater. Like, you're, like, the worst cheater. Like, this was so obvious. It was so obvious that you were married.
Jonah, are you there?
Yeah, I
like, if you're going to cheat on your wife, at least be a little more creative. Oh, my God.
Listen, Meredith, my relationship with my wife is complicated, and it's...
Yeah,
it's,
no...
My relationship with you, you know, like, we have... It doesn't have to be so, you know, angry.
Jonah, what is complicated about your marriage?
What's complicated is that, you know, he's f***ing around f***ing other people on the side. That's got to make it pretty complicated, I would imagine.
I want to hear from Jonah on this. What makes your marriage so complicated?
There are things that are very, you know, great about my marriage. I love Denise very much. There's some things that I'm not getting from my marriage that I find outside of my marriage. I don't feel like that takes away from anything that Meredith and I have had. That's not how I see it.
Does Denise know that you have other women?
She doesn't want to know.
She doesn't want to know.
So are you saying that you have an open marriage?
Not exactly, but we have an understanding.
Yeah, he's cheating.
If you don't have an open marriage, what's the understanding?
That I will find my needs met other places.
So that is an open marriage, but your wife does not want to know any details about it. Okay, so that's the situation there. Now let's talk about Meredith, though.
Right.
At the very least, don't you... So your wife doesn't want to know about it. We can take that for face value whether or not that's true. Putting that on the side, shouldn't Meredith know, though, that kind of stuff?
I feel like that complicates things.
Wait, what?
You'd rather lie to me.
But even if you feel like it complicates things, it doesn't mean that she didn't deserve to know. You know what I mean?
You know, in time, if I felt like that was something that was going to benefit our relationship, sure, I would have told her, but I don't feel like Meredith...
No, not if it benefited our relationship, if it benefited you. You're completely self-serving in this. Like, you want your cake and eat it too, and you want no consequences. It's
Yeah, Jonah, that doesn't seem like a choice that should be made solely by you, though.
Jonah, did you think that your relationship with Meredith was never, ever going to go anywhere? You had no romantic interest in her.
Well, yeah.
And Meredith, would you agree with that? Did he make it clear that he had no romantic interest in you?
Oh, not at all. He made it sound like he wanted to be with me forever.
Is Meredith the only girl that you've been doing this with?
Listen, I don't really want to get into it right now. I think that too much anyway. So,
man. Oh, okay. Jonah, good luck with things. It does sound complicated indeed. I think we've gone as far as we can, Meredith, on this. Is there anything else you want to say?
Honestly, this guy.
All righty.
Fair enough.
Or don't.
Or don't. Actually, right. Stop. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, it's War of the Roses on the wake-up call.
It's Reality Trash Talk with Gavin and Katie on the wake-up call.
Bum, 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 bum. And we're off to 90-Day Fiancé land.
Yes. Eric and Lita.
Should I look up their pictures?
Sure.
Okay.
Eric is from Wisconsin, and he has a real Ren Faire look about him. Okay.
I love that.
She is from Indonesia.
Ooh.
I don't know what Eric does for a living, but he is not as accomplished as she is. She graduated from medical school. She says she's a model. She's a 5-year-old son, and both of them live with her family, her parents, in what is considered basically a mansion in Indonesia.
Is it a mansion?
I mean, it's pretty big. Oh, it is. Wow. They have cooks.
Why would she want to come here?
I think because she has more opportunities with being a physician than she would there.
It sounds like she's got it all.
Well, I mean, she's got cooks, maids. I mean, her house is huge. On the flip side, Eric lives in a 2-bedroom apartment with his 19-year-old daughter, and they split the rent. So Lita comes to the U.S. with her son and her sister, and they are and her parents, and they're all helping her like get settled in. Now they fly into New York City, okay? Even though he lives in Wisconsin, but he doesn't want to pay the prices for New York City hotels, so he drives them all the way to Pennsylvania.
Oh my God!
Okay, so they've already flown from Indonesia. And then they have to get in the car and drive. How many hours is it? 4?
No, it's not that far. Oh. But I mean, if it's right, Easton's the last stop in Pennsylvania before you hit New York. It's only like maybe an hour, but still, it's an hour. What I don't get is they both. Wisconsin is closer to Indonesia than New York. Why didn't they just fly to Wisconsin?
So I think he was trying to impress her family by showing them parts of the United States. For example, New York City.
Yeah, you don't want to start with Wisconsin.
Hustle and bustle. So he rents them in Pennsylvania like a so-so condo. And Lita is like, this place is an absolute dump compared to what I'm used to living in.
Yeah.
What she doesn't know yet is that it is so much nicer than their actual apartment.
Oh, no.
Okay. So Lita's sister is like, this place is a wreck. You got to rent us a bigger house. So he does. Now, the family goes back to Indonesia. The sister, they stayed because once they finally got to Wisconsin and she sees where they are living, her parents are like, we cannot leave you here alone. So they decide to stay for a little bit longer. So you walk into the apartment. It is thrashed. And they'd been gone several days because they were in New York, Pennsylvania, kind of showing the in-laws the sights.
Uh-huh.
So it's been just his 19-year-old daughter. Clearly, he said, while I'm gone, please clean this place up.
Is like, that the daughter? Is that a picture of the daughter?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Please clean this place up. It needs to look really nice. She did nothing. And when I say nothing, she even, went out of her way to add to it. Like, food dried on plates in the sink, in bedrooms. Speaking of bedrooms, they get to the master bedroom, quote-unquote, and Lita learns that they only have a twin mattress that is laying on the floor for both Eric, herself, and her son.
Oh, my God.
Now, what is in the living room, you're wondering?
Yeah.
A couch? Sort of. It's a plastic blow-up couch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think they made those anymore.
They do.
So let me ask you this. As somebody who watches a lot of 90 Day Fiancé,
yeah.
What is it about these fellas that makes them not plan? Like, let's say, for instance, at the very least, barest of minimum, this guy, Eric, gets a bigger bed.
Right.
Maybe a bed frame.
I don't think he... That's a great question, because this does kind of happen a lot. I don't think he has the money. I think that he... because
and that's not a red flag that maybe this is not a good move?
Well, keep in mind, to bring someone over on a K-1 visa costs a lot of money.
Okay.
So if he was kind of strapped to begin with,
uh-huh.
And then it can cost like $10,000.
Okay.
Okay. So he probably spent a lot of money just trying to get her there.
Love.
Well, love.
Yeah,
how do you
love.
Put a price on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So her parents, as I said before, are like, we cannot leave you like this. So they decide to stay in town. So, one of their big concerns was that the apartment was not safe for their grandson.
Okay.
And the producers are so shady on 90 Day Fiancé because the camera just pans to a pile of swords in the corner. Okay. So her dad's like, let me give you money for a bigger place. Eric's like, no. I can afford us to get a new place. Spoiler, he cannot. Lita... because she's now mad at Tasha, the daughter, for, like, intentionally leaving the house looking so terrible. So on her first day there, she tells her soon-to-be new stepdaughter, yeah, you're going to have to just leave. And she's like, you can't kick me out. I pay half the rent here. And she's like, yeah, well, we need your room for my son. And you're a dirty person. You're very disrespectful, so you need to leave. And her dad goes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
now, to be fair, is any of that not true?
What do you mean?
Is she dirty?
Yeah.
Is she rude?
Yeah.
Okay. Is she 19?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but she's paying for her own rent.
Well, I'm sure that Dr. Lita will pick up the slack.
She's not just like mooching off her dad and being an adult that still lives at home. She is helping subsidize their apartment. She is on the lease, which she keeps reminding her, like, you can't make me leave. But her dad eventually does make her leave. Now, we're going to leave it there because the comings and goings of what comes next, what Lita's expectations are, despite everything she's seen. It is delusional. It's impressive. It's exciting. So we're going to have to go. We'll go down that rabbit hole next week.
All right. Okay. Well, 90 Day Fiancé, it's a two-parter this time.
Yeah.
It's reality trash talk on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Bill emailed me and wanted me to phone scam his friend. So what I'm doing here is I'm Cannon with a K, who is the douchebag character that I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Cannon just opened his own gym at home, okay, in his own home. And he's calling to get a new member for this gym. And I'm telling him that his friend Bill already signed up.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hey, is Jeff there?
This is Jeff.
Hey, what's up, bro? So my name's Cannon, and you probably heard of me. I recently am opening a gym, and I'm looking for members that would like to join, which is why I'm calling you today. I was told that you are interested in joining a gym. Is that correct, sir?
Well, hold on. How did you get my information?
I got your phone number from Bill. He recently joined Cannon's gym, and he's been using it for a week now. He loves it, and I asked him, you know, for if any of his bros would want to come by, or not just bros, but also like hot chicks too. We, you know,
right.
We just
well,
hot chicks. But, and he gave me your phone number. Hello, hello.
I actually have a gym membership somewhere else. I'm really happy with. So I don't think.
Okay, but let me ask you this though, bro. Let me ask you this: how much are you paid for that membership?
120 a month, but I get personal training with it, boxing training.
What do you get? What?
A little bit of boxing training. I do some.
Well, okay, all right. So, okay, I first of all, I will charge you half of that. Okay, $60, and if you want, I'll let you punch me, and we can do some training that way for the boxing.
I punch you?
You can do that. If you want to, yeah, I don't care. I'm really tough. I'm like the toughest person that I know. So, like, if you wanted to, if you, like you said, you wanted, you do boxing training, you like boxing training. If you want to, I'll let you punch me in the face. I'll let you punch me anywhere you want.
That, well, punching you isn't really exactly training. I'm looking to actually do, you know, combinations, some drills. Do you have any training in that?
Yeah, I can do run drills.
Where did you get your training?
Where did I get my training? Where'd you get your training?
Well, I'm getting my training right now at my gym.
Right, yeah. So, okay, so listen, what if I sweeten the deal, though, and I also say that for the first 3 months, you could join Cannon's gym for $30 a month, and I'll let you use my neighbor's hot tub.
This is at your house?
Well, yeah, bro. That's how we keep the overhead so low. So what can I put you down for?
I'm happy at my gym. I don't think I can come over to your house and go to some neighbor's house. That's ridiculous.
Okay, but let me just say this. How far do you drive to go to your gym?
Like 15 minutes.
Okay, I'm even closer than that. Bill told me that you're only like 3 streets over from where I am. So, like, bro, you could just come over. And also, here's the other thing, too. I am open 24 hours. Is your gym open 24 hours? Probably not.
No, but
no, probably not.
Fine. It's not. It's open the times I need it to be.
Well, so but you can go. let's say you want to get your pump on though at 2 a.m. You can come over and I give all gym members the code to my garage and they can just come in and use the gym.
I don't know, man. I'm just gonna go ahead and give this a hard no. Sorry.
Well, but hold on a second though. You didn't hear me out though. Okay. Another plus that goes along with my home gym, you get free snacks. My mom will make us some free snacks.
Snacks.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Like protein. No.
Let me be unprofessional. I'm gonna have to just say no, man.
Okay, all right. So what if, nice, hold on a second. What if I said it's free for the first 3 months?
No, absolutely not. This is ridiculous. You said Bill joined? Bill, no, there's no way.
Bill, he did. He's loving it. He's loving every second of it. He came one time, and I haven't seen him since, but he really looked like he was enjoying himself that first time, though. Now, he said he was going to come back, but he never did. But you know how people are with the gym, you know? They get big ideas, okay, and they get sore.
I'm going to go call Bill in a minute and talk to him about this. This is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
Oh, bro, that'd be great. Yeah, when you call Bill, could you do me a favor and just tell him that I did this phone scam for him? This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. None of this has been real.
Oh, my God.
Bill asked me to prank phone call you.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Another dirty little secret here on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Joseph. That's not his real name, and this is not his real voice. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning.
Now, I want to kick everything off once again by reminding everybody that Katie and I do our best to have this be a judgment-free zone, because if we got too judgy, we're afraid nobody would call anymore.
We do our best.
Joseph, what is your dirty little secret?
My dirty little secret is that my father has actually been having an affair with the same woman for over a decade. Not only do I know about the affair, but I know the person he's having the affair with, and she's awesome. I absolutely adore her.
Okay, now,
interesting.
I'm guessing that it is an affair because your father is married to your mother, or is this woman married to somebody else?
My father and my mother are still together.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Okay,
yeah.
So one day, your dad came up to you and said, hey, guess what, son? I'm having an affair.
Well, you know, I kind of found out by by mistake, like, a while ago, like, back when I was in middle school. We're talking, like, a long time ago. But my dad, at the time, he explained that his relationship with my mom was broken and it won't get fixed.
What a thing to tell a middle school-aged kid.
Yeah.
Jesus, okay.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to, like, he said, you know, there were things that he couldn't fix about his relationship with my mother, but he didn't want to, like, break it off or break up the family or anything, because he still loves all of us, you know? It's just a little complicated.
So then you end up meeting this woman.
You met her?
Yeah, he kind of insisted on it at a certain point. You know, he said that he loved our mother, but he also loved someone else, so he just... He wanted everybody to meet.
Where is your mom? What is she doing?
I mean, she's just unable to take care of herself without kind of getting into it too well, you know. But you know, my dad still supports her as well. Like, he's still like, it's a very happy situation because my father's still able to take care of my mother, but also have this other relationship.
Does your mom know about the other woman?
No. That's the secret. Yeah. It would absolutely destroy her. You know, she really can't live without my father.
If you're just joining us, Joseph's dirty little secret is that he is keeping his father's affair a secret from his mother, and he has done it for a very long time, years and years. Now, do you like your mom?
I like my mom. I like my father, but we have different relationships with both of them.
Did you always feel this way about your mom? Because it's one thing as an adult to recognize that marriage is complicated and hard and all that stuff and say, like, okay, I'm going to keep my dad's secret. But to do it as a kid...
When I was looking at it as a kid, you know, I was coming from a place of, like, well, I don't want to hurt my mom.
Right, of course.
You know, anymore.
So, and you don't want to make your dad mad.
Exactly. Like, right. The last thing a kid wants is to see their parents fight and break up. So I was like, okay, it was just like the secret that I've had for a very long time. Looking back on it now, like, I'm like, oh, this would be a crazy situation. I would be so mad at my father, you know, now. But, like, it just, like, has... come to be where I've grown up, and I've come to meet the mistress, so to speak, without going into too much, and she's awesome.
Does she fill a void somewhere in your life that your mom doesn't?
In a way, it is almost like I have two moms now.
Wow.
This is nuts. It's a lot to take in. Let's say your kids found out your husband was having an affair.
Right.
And never told you.
I would never want them to have the burden of having to tell me.
But they have it.
I know, but...
They have it, and they make the choice not to.
They choose to tell me or not tell me. I would wish that they chose to not tell me so that wasn't something they had to actually do.
From my perspective, I was like, well, I don't want to do anything that's going to make the situation worse. I don't want my parents to break up.
Of course.
But I want them to be happy. So, you know, I just kind of, like, kept it quiet for all those years. And, you know, we had, like, all these wonderful holidays and great family experiences still, you know?
What?
I just...
Joseph.
Keep this secret.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have a sister.
Does she know?
She does not. So, it's just literally just between me and my father...
And your new mommy.
Holy cow!
Yes.
So you've kept this from a secret from your mom and your sister. That's a lot for one person.
Did you not tell your sister because she'd tell your mom?
I mean, it was like a sworn to secrecy thing.
Right.
Kind of a thing that me and my father have always had. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't tell a single person, even my sister.
And girls be gossiping.
And bros before hoes.
Wow. Holy cow. Well, this was a fascinating dirty little secret.
Yeah, absolutely. What an interesting family dynamic you have.
Joseph's dirty little secret is he's keeping his dad's affair secret from his mom and his sister.
And having a relationship with her.
And having a relationship with his not-mom. Wow. Well, Joseph, thank you very much.
Thanks for letting me get that off my chest.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Anytime.
It's dirty little secret on the wake-up call.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He's gone all over Google. He even goes to Ask Jeeves. It's Did You Know with Kevin. He finds facts from the internet to share with all of you, to share with everybody you know. What's our first fact of the day?
Did you know Captain Crunch's full name is Horatio Magellan Crunch?
Wow. Oh, damned.
We've been lied to our whole life.
I don't know if we've been lied to.
I don't know if we've been lied to. We've just only known him by his service name.
Correct.
I thought he was Captain Crunch this whole time, and he had no other name.
His parents named him Captain Crunch? That's ridiculous.
He, what is he, one of Kanye's kids?
Yeah. Of course not. I thought his name was Crunch, and he just got the role of Captain.
Yes, he did. He did.
Horatio.
Mm-hmm. What a bold
name. He does not look
name.
Like a Horatio.
What does he look like? Do you need to see his picture again?
Yeah, please.
He looks like a Stewart, I feel.
The other thing about his name that bothers me, is he really in the military? Because it's not Captain. It's Cap'n.
Cap'n.
There is an apostrophe in there. So,
Gavin, I think you're onto something.
What I really want to know is, what does Cap'n Crunch look like without the hat?
Like, is he bald? Does he have a hair?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing he's that kind of bald where it's still on the sides.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he does have a little bit of hair.
Yeah.
You can see a little bit of side hair. But does he wear the hat to cover the bald spot? Also,
it's part of his uniform, Gavin.
It's part of his uniform.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't get to choose. You know who chose that? The United States Navy.
Also, his eyebrows seem to be on his hat, and that bothers me as well.
That I don't know. I mean, but I'm not in the Navy.
Okay. It's Did You Know with Kevin. What else do you have?
Did you know the probability of you drinking a glass of water that contains a molecule that once passed through a dinosaur is about 100%, close to 100%?
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It's exciting, but it's disgusting.
Disgusting
if you think
and
about
dirty.
It.
It makes sense. I mean, with the water cycle on this planet, you know.
It doesn't get, like,
filtered through the clouds.
Yeah. Well, it does get filtered. Yeah, it does. But, I mean, that's pretty amazing that all the water we have, is water created or are we cycling through the same water that this planet has always had? Wow, I think I'm blowing my own brain
I know,
here.
But I mean, like, okay, well then...
It doesn't evaporate and then go into space.
Well, then you don't need to be worried about the lakes being too low because those are just going to get, that water is going to get recycled back and come back down to Earth too.
I think it's going somewhere else. I think it's,
you just said it's going back into the atmosphere.
Yeah, but then coming back down in other parts of the world, not here.
Right, yeah.
And that's the problem. That's a problem. Places where used to have water are not going to have water.
Right.
And places that used to have a little bit of water now have too much water.
I don't know that you know what you're talking about.
I don't. I'm looking for help, Kevin. What is going on here? How did the water that I drink pass? Look at this. I have a thermos right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're saying there's definitely a molecule that passed through a dinosaur in here.
Maybe not in that one, just in your life.
Is that what it said? It said in my life?
Or? Not every drink.
Not every drink. You probably had like a percentage of a molecule. Like, you won't even notice a stegosaurus when you drink it.
Listen, if I'm going to drink, let's face it, we are talking about dinosaur pee, okay?
Yeah.
So if I'm going to drink dinosaur pee, I would like to not taste it. Mm. And that's just me. That's where I'm standing.
But then how do you know that you're ingesting it if you don't have that flavor?
Because Kevin just told me.
Yeah.
You just need my facts. And that's enough for me.
Wow, it's Did You Know with Kevin. You blew my mind on that one.
Did you know listening to music can give your immune system a boost and help fight off illness?
I'm here to tell you that's a lie.
What? Why?
I work for a radio station that plays music, and my immune system's shot.
She's always sick.
Maybe you're not listening to the right type of music. I think
the music
that you listen to will reflect what your immune system is going to be boosted.
Okay, so tell me the different kinds of music and what that'll do for you. Let's say classical.
Classical?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that will block you from high cholesterol.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What does country music do for the body?
Country music does for the immune system.
No, just for the body. The last thing you said had nothing to do with the immune system.
Yes, it does.
Cholesterol?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the immune system.
You know what? Let him answer.
How do you regulate cholesterol then without an immune system?
You know, you're absolutely right. Country music does what
country
for the immune
music
system.
Slows down the immune system.
Slows it down.
I'm sorry to say.
So it's bad for you.
I mean, I wouldn't say bad, but I wouldn't say it's good for you either.
Now, what about, let's think, what about punk rock?
Punk rock. That helps you with your bloodstream.
It gets it moving.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man, I love this. How about the blues?
The blues. Ooh, that helps with the indigestion.
It's good for digestion.
Yes,
digestion. Or indigestion. Which one?
Digestive. In your system.
Digestive, as opposed to digestion out of your system.
Yes. So
you think the word indigestion is digestion inside the body?
Inside your big intestine.
Yep.
And to help with GI problems, just listen to the blues. All right, you heard it here first, folks. Thank you very much, Kevin. That was great.
You're welcome.
I wouldn't mind turning Did You Know into medical advice every week.
Yes, let's do it.
That is illegal.
No, it's not.
Take it to the bank. Dr. Kevin is in.
Yo.
And you're going to get letters.
Your copay is just a shot of Hennessy.
That's lit. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.